yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we have a special treat for you because we are going to be posting this radio show on Facebook Live. And today, I'm going to be talking about hormones in you. That's correct, hormones in you. And I know we have heard lots of things about hormones in the past. And there's a lot of myths on what hormones do and what they don't do. All right? So I'm going to try to dispel some of these myths about hormones and go over a few of them and what they do. All right. So first of all, I want you to know that hormones, you were born with hormones and you'll have hormones for all your life. And anytime you hear someone says that when you get older, that if you increase your hormone levels, it will lead to cancer and lead to problems, then I want you to be very skeptical about that. Because when are your hormones the best? They're the best when you are a late teenager in the low 20s to 30. That's when your hormones are the highest. For those of you say that, well, if you increase your testosterone level when you're 60, that you're going to get prostate cancer. I want you to know that 20-year-olds don't get prostate cancer. And that's when the testosterone is the highest. People get prostate cancer when they're older because their testosterone level is low and their estrogen level is high. All right? So I want you to remember that. But we're going to start by first talking about estrogen and progesterone. You know, your estrogen and progesterone levels, they start going up from the moment you're born. And it culminates to the highest levels around in your 20s. And then at 35, your estrogen and progesterone starts going down. All right? Now, your estrogen and progesterone is there to make sure that you can do the one thing that's most important in life. That is to procreate, to have children. And so your estrogen and progesterone is there to make sure that you are optimal so that you can have optimal children. That's correct. Now, after 35, nature says you should not have any more children. And because it says you should not have any more children, nature says, let's go ahead and take away the things that make you have children. So normally your estrogen and progesterone, they are like a symphony. They go together, up and down together. And so they're in a special ratio that's always together. In general, your estrogen causes you to have increased vaginal bleeding. Your progesterone decreases the bleeding. Your estrogen causes you to have bloating when you have your period and have swollen of your legs and your extremities, and progesterone stops that. Estrogen causes your breast tissue to grow, and progesterone stops that. So in general, when your estrogen goes up, you bleed more, you have more discomfort, and so your progesterone goes up with them to correct the problem. So your problem comes in when your estrogen and progesterone are no longer in sync. So if your estrogen is too low your progesterone's got to be too low. So there's a mismatch. So after 35, what happens is that your estrogen starts gradually decreasing. And as it decreases gradually, your progesterone, on the other hand, falls off the cliff. And when it falls off the cliff, there's a mismatch. And because of this mismatch, you then start having what we call emotional lability. That means that you start getting very emotional. You're getting very angry. You're getting sad. You're tearful. Things happen. And so you call that PMS symptoms. If you bring your progesterone back up to match your estrogen, those symptoms go away. For those of you who think that progesterone is bad for you when you're 60, I want you to understand that your progesterone is thousands of units greater when you're pregnant because your placenta makes progesterone. And why does the placenta do that? Because that makes you healthier and better. Right? For those of you who are 60 and you worry about your progesterone and estrogen, that's only because you're getting synthetic estrogen and progesterone. But if you were to get natural estrogen and progesterone, and when I say natural, it means that when it's in your body, your brain thinks that you made it. It looks identical to the estrogen and progesterone you've had all your life. No different. That's opposed to synthetic, like Premarin and Provera. They are different from what your body makes. So when they first enter your body, your brain says, what is this? I've never seen it before. I've had estrogen progesterone all my life, but it never looked like this. I don't know if it's good for me or bad for me. I don't know if I should send my immune system after it. Should I destroy it? Your body doesn't know because it's different from what your body makes. And because of that, when your liver goes to break it down, there are byproducts of it which can cause harm to your body. So in general, estrogen and progesterone protects you from breast cancer, protects you from heart disease, protects you from colon cancer, protects you from uterine cancer, if it's natural and if it's balanced. If it's not natural, synthetic, it causes problems. So I say to women, if you want to remain young and sexy and vibrant, you need to maintain your estrogen and progesterone levels. If you're not interested in any of those things, then you don't need to replace your estrogen and progesterone naturally so that you can go ahead and start dying and start going downhill. Because after 35, when nature says that you have a risk of having a Down syndrome baby or a child that has genetic problems, in nature, animals, if they're not perfect when they're born, they're killed. They don't survive. So your body says they want perfect children. If it's not perfect, it should not be born. So after age 35, your estrogen and progesterone starts dropping. And as it starts dropping, the things that it does for you starts going away. See, estrogen and progesterone helps with your bones, makes your bones better. They help with your skin. Estrogen in particular makes your collagen. So when your estrogen drops, your collagen drops. And if your collagen drops, guess what? You start wrinkling. All right? Estrogen says, you know, when your estrogen makes your skin nice and soft and gentle and nice to touch, and when your estrogen progesterone drops, guess what? Your skin starts to lose this nice turgor and nice feel and becomes rough and crinkled. That figure that you had, that hourglass figure, after 35, that becomes a rectangle. You know why? Because nature says you cannot be attractive anymore. Because if you're attractive, you might attract a mate, and the mate might have sex with you and cause you to have a Down syndrome or a malformed baby, and nature doesn't want that. So nature takes away all the things from you that will make you sexy and attractive when your estrogen progesterone starts dropping. In addition to that, nature says, just in case the guy puts a bag over you and has sex with you, they don't want any slip-ups. So nature says, we're going to take away that soft flexibility of your vaginal area. We're going to stop that lubrication. We're going to make it tight and painful. So if something gets in there, it will cause enough pain that you won't want to have sex. So that's what nature does when your estrogen and progesterone drops down. If you're okay with those things, by all means, don't optimize your estrogen and progesterone. Let it ride. All right? Now, that's estrogen and progesterone. Next, let's talk about your thyroid and your cortisol. See, in your body, you have two hormones that helps with your energy. All right? Your cortisol, made from your adrenal glands, that gives you emergency energy. That is energy for you to fight or run for your life. So if you look down and you see a rattlesnake, you are, that was your cortisol giving you emergency energy to do that. So when your adrenals and your cortisol is off, it affects how your body processes things. Now, word of caution, your adrenals, which makes your cortisol, thinks that it is the boss. So it doesn't matter what else is going on, when you are stressed, your cortisol is in control. Therefore, it says, we are not going to waste energy on making testosterone. We're not going to waste energy on making growth hormone. We're not going to waste energy on making thyroid hormone, because your life is in danger and all efforts has to go towards maintaining and saving your life. So you're not going to be having sex when your adrenals is off and you have a lot of stress from your cortisol. All right? Your thyroid, that gives you everyday energy. Now, that means that it's the energy that allows me to talk to you, to move around, to do everything, other things. All right? So let's talk about that for a second. You know, your thyroid, it's your everyday energy. Right? So your brain, which is your center, looks at your body and says, whoa. Your brain says, boy, I'm sorry. There's no energy there. Your brain says, you know, we need some energy. So the brain sends a signal to your thyroid in your neck and says, thyroid, make thyroid hormone. That signal is called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, for those of you who have children, you know that just because you tell your kids to clean up the bedroom doesn't mean it gets done. Well, just because the brain sends TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, to the thyroid to tell the thyroid to make thyroid hormone, your thyroid does not have to listen. And if your thyroid doesn't listen, your brain sends a stronger warning. Again, your thyroid doesn't have to listen. And as the signal gets higher and higher and higher, you become diagnosed with hypothyroidism when the level reaches a certain point, 4.5 in America, 5.5 in Canada. That's an arbitrary number, by the way. All right? So you are considered hypothyroid once you reach that level. Now, let's say that your thyroid was listening to your brain and decided to make thyroid hormone. Well, there's still a problem. See, you can't make a cake if you don't have any flour. So for the thyroid to make thyroid hormone, you need minerals and vitamins. The minerals you need would be zinc, iodine, selenium, and magnesium. Those are the four minerals that's required. If you're low in any of those minerals, guess what? You can't make thyroid hormone. You also need vitamins. You need vitamin A, you need vitamin B6, and B12. If you're low in those vitamins, guess what? You can't make thyroid hormone. Well, let's say that that your thyroid listens to your brain, and your thyroid has all the minerals and vitamins it needs. So now the thyroid makes thyroid hormone. It primarily makes two. T4, which is thyroid with 4 iodine, and T3, thyroid with 3 iodine. All right? Now, the T4 is not active, and 93% of your thyroid that's made is T4, inactive. Which, incidentally, is what you get when you get Synthroid and what you get when you get levothyroxine. It's T4, not active. All right? T3, on the other hand, is 7%, and that's the active one. That is the one that does all the work. All right? So if your free T3 is low, there's a problem. The body has to convert the free T4 into T3. An enzyme comes, takes off one of the iodine, and makes T4 into T3. That's how the system works. All right? So when your doctor gives you Synthroid or levothyroxine, they're giving you the inactive thyroid, and they hope that your enzyme will convert it into the active thyroid. They don't even measure the free T3, which is active. So they have no clue how much of the Synthroid or the levothyroxine is converted into active thyroid. Problem. All right? Now, why does the body do that? Well, in most of your hormones that your body makes, the majority is is not free. Testosterone, only 2% is free. 98% is bound, means it's in jail. It's not free. Your thyroid, 93% is in jail. Only 7% is free. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's say that you took your car to the gas station and you filled it up with gas. Your car doesn't drive because it's full of gas. Your car drives because you took your key and ignited the engine and the car moves forward. Your free T3 is your key. It ignites the car and starts the engine. So in your body, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body. 100 trillion cells in your body. And every one of those cells need free T3 to enter them and turn their engines on. If free T3 is not in the cells, you can eat all you want and your cells will get fat, but it will not do any kind of burning fat, or it will not be able to do anything. So those are the people that say, you know, doc, I am tired, I'm run down, I have no energy, I feel cold, my skin is dry, my hair is falling out, I have constipation, I can't get pregnant, I have hoarseness. Those are the people whose thyroid is not optimal. All right? Now, if you look at your girlfriend and she's running all over the place, she eats all the time, she never stops eating, and she's skinny as a rail, that person's thyroid is active and is making tons of free T3. All right? So let's talk about what this free T3 is. Let's say that half your brain cells had free T3 right now, and the other half did not. All right? The half that has free T3 will put all the information I'm telling you in a nice drawer. The half that didn't have it will throw it on the floor. All right? Tomorrow, when you go to remember, the half that put it in the drawer says, here's the information. The other half says, boy, I don't know what happened to that stuff. I know we talked about it, but I just don't remember. Well, it's not just your brain cells. See, every organ in your body has cells. Your bone has cells. Your kidney has cells. Your liver has cells. Your skin has cells. Your blood has cells. Your immune system has cells. And all these cells require free T3 to go in and ignite the engine so they can do their function. Every cell has a function, and until free T3 goes in there and activate them, the cells do not do their function. So if your immune system, only half of them had free T3 and you came across a viral infection, the ones that has, the ones that does not have free T3 will not be able to kill the virus. And so instead of that viral infection lasting 2 days, it will last 2 weeks, because guess what? The ones with a T4 did not have the energy to fight. Now, so that you can understand, there are four things in your body that converts the inactive T4 into active T3. Four things. Number one, testosterone. Testosterone converts inactive thyroid into active thyroid. That's why testosterone gives you energy. Growth hormone converts inactive thyroid, T4, into T3. All right? Progesterone converts inactive thyroid into active thyroid. And a proper estrogen-progesterone ratio converts inactive thyroid into active thyroid. So when those are all optimal, your thyroid functions better. And when your thyroid functions better, you burn fat, you have more energy, you lose weight, you feel great. That's your thyroid. Now let's talk about testosterone. All right? You know, there's been a lot of things about testosterone lately. But I can tell you this much. Optimization of your body requires optimization of all your hormones. All. And in medicine, 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 in medicine is 6. So if you optimize 2 hormones, you end up optimizing 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 hormones. That's correct. You see, when is your hormones optimal? It's optimal when you're in your 20s. That's when you look best. That's when you feel best. That's when all your hormones are where they need to be. Not when you're in your 50s or your 60s or your 70s. So when I wrote my book, Grow Young Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, it's about optimizing my hormones so my hormones can be the way they were when you're in your 20s. You see, there's a saying. If you hang around with 90-year-olds, after a while you start acting like 90-year-olds. If you hang around 20-year-olds, after a while you start acting like 20-year-olds. Well, if you make all your hormones the way they used to be when you're 20s, then they make your body act like if they were it was 20. So all your hormones makes your muscles stronger, makes your bone better, make you jump higher, make you feel better, make everything perform like they used to. That's the point. Well, testosterone, there's a lot of things. We all know that testosterone builds muscle. But you know something? 4 years ago, 75% of the people in my practice were on testosterone were men. Now, 70% of the people on testosterone in practice are women, 30% is men. And why is that? Well, it's because women share and men don't. It's all me, baby. Well, what are the women doing? They're telling all their girlfriends how great they feel. And so once a woman gets on testosterone, she's not getting off because she feels great. She could perform better than most men. And I tell most couples that when they come in that if I give you both of you testosterone, the men are going to run from the women. They cannot keep up with the women. I don't care what the man thinks. He cannot keep up with the women because she can go 7 or 8 times a day and he can go maybe once or twice a day, maybe 3 if he's lucky. He can't keep up. All right? I tell you this. But the other thing that's really great about testosterone with women is that when they run out, the world knows. Their husbands, their loved ones says, hey, mom, you know, you're getting cranky. You are a B-I-T-C-H. You know why? Because when her lover's gone, she's no longer as happy as she was. And if she doesn't listen to them, 2 weeks later, she crashes and then she realizes, oh my gosh, I'm low on my testosterone. I need to go in there and get my pellet. That's what she does because she realizes it. But the bottom line is that women are very, very happy when they get the appropriate amount of testosterone. Okay? And when I say appropriate because in medicine, too much is just as bad as too little. So everything needs to be monitored, right? You can't just get stuff and not be monitored, right? Your levels need to be checked before and after and all the times because in medicine, too much water, you drown. Too little water, you die of thirst. Same with hormones. Too much is just as bad as too little. So you want to be in the optimal range, right? So let's talk about testosterone. See, before you can build this muscle, you need to build your heart muscle because your heart is your engine. Your engine. And if your engine is not strong, you cannot make anything else better in your body. Okay? So what do you notice about people when they start lifting weights? Their veins and arteries get bigger. Well, why is that? Well, before they were lifting weights, their veins were 3-lane highways. And once they start lifting, it's 6-lane highways because your blood, your arteries carry blood, which is raw materials to your muscles. Your muscles need the raw materials so they can function quickly. The more raw materials, the more your muscles can fire off, and the quicker you can power lift and you can do the things you need. Right? So your arteries carry blood to your muscles, and your veins carry the toxins away from the muscle. So all the lactic acid that builds up in your muscle when you work it hard, your veins carry it away. So your arteries and your veins get bigger. All right, next. Unfortunately, in your highway, the HEB trucks, the Walmart trucks are going at 40 miles an hour. Your heart needs to pump faster to increase the speed of the HEB trucks and stuff so they can get to the muscles quicker. So now when your heart starts pumping better, your trucks go at 70 miles an hour so they can get to the muscles quicker. So you need your heart to do the pumping. And by doing that, your arteries get bigger, your veins get bigger, your muscles get more raw materials, and all the toxins that they create is carried away by the blood. So the first thing that happens when you take testosterone is your heart muscle gets stronger. And when your heart muscle gets stronger, your heart does not need to work as hard. And because your heart does not need to work as hard, your blood pressure improves. So number one, heart muscle stronger. Number two, blood pressure improves. Number three, heart disease decreases. That's why 20-year-olds don't have heart attacks. But 6-year-olds do because when you're 20, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. And when you are 60, your heart's like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. All right? So number one, you optimize your heart. when you optimize your testosterone. Second thing you do is your brain. Your brain testosterone, number one, sharpens your memory. Number two, optimizes your cognitive function. Number three, reduce your stress level. Number four, helps you sleep better at night. And number five, protects you from Alzheimer's and dementia. That's what it does for your brain. Now, when you're 20 and you fall down, you jump up. When you're 60 and you fall, you break a hip. Because testosterone, it improves your muscles and your bones. When you're 60 and your testosterone level is 200, your muscles and bones are weaker. Now, in 4, 5, 6 in the afternoon, when you run out of energy, well, testosterone converts your inactive thyroid into active thyroid, gives you energy. That's what it does. Testosterone also reduces belly fat. It improves libido. It improves vaginal lubrication in women. That's what testosterone does for you. All right? Now, we're running out of time on my radio show. So I'm going to end my radio show now. But I'm going to continue talking because there's a couple other things that I do want to talk about. So before I go, don't leave me. I just want to thank everyone for joining me on my radio show today. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available by Barnes & Noble, all the bookstores. For more information, call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Thank you all very much for joining me on my radio show.